The Executive Secretary of the Divestiture Implementation Committee, Asako Agambila, has asked the Attorney General to press criminal charges against one Daniel Adobo in a fraudulent case involving Subin Timbers Limited and the state. Daniel Kofi Adobo attempted to get back to the company, which was confiscated by government in the heat of the revolution in 1982, even though he did not own any share in the said company. Explaining issues surrounding the case at the Judgment Day Commission in Accra, Mr. Agambila said the Attorney General's Department instructed the Divestiture Implementation Committee to hand over the company to the owners, but it failed to do so due to some uncertainties that needed to be resolved. He said the actions of the said Daniel Kofi Adobo amount to fraud, which must be investigated. Cynthia Boateng reports.
Mr. Asako Agambila, in his narration, said Daniel Kofi Adobo appeared before the National Reconciliation Commission and claimed that one Ohini Kofi, who was the actual owner of the said company, was his stepfather. The AG decided to compensate this man with 5 billion cedis, but he refused. The AG and the Divestiture Implementation Committee made some attempt to do the deconfiscation for him, but it did not materialize. Mr. Agambila said the government took over fully and turned Subin Timbers Company together with Central Lodging Company Limited, which had also been confiscated and renamed Western Timbers. He